Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. In Atlanta today, we have a wonderful sunny day. The temperature is a little bit warmer. We've been promised that we'll get up to maybe 57, 58 degrees. This is pretty much the normal temperature for this time of year. We've had a cold snap, like about three-fourths of the country, and it's been interesting for us. Okay, before we start our show today, we want to give all the praise and glory to Allah. Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace be upon you. We want to remind everyone who listens to our show on your PCs, your laptop, your tablet, and other devices, we'd like for you to call in. We want to have a conversation with you. The call-in number is 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850. If you're going to join us, please call in now. There'll be a time that I will leave the switchboard and go to other websites. During that time, I cannot bring anyone onto the show. You will have to wait until I return to the switchboard. So please, if you plan on joining us, you have something to say, call in to 646-716-9850. We're going to take a very short break to give you time to join us, and then we'll complete the show.
Don't test me, you don't know what I've had. You don't know about my stress. You don't know about my crew. Watch what you do, don't test me. I bow down to the one, and you just got that gun. Don't know what you'll become. Watch what you do.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. Today we're going to change things around just a tiny bit. I will make a few announcements. Then we will go to the Quran Explorer, listen to some Quranic recitation with English translation. Then we will continue our talk about the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood. The Bayatu Salam Network, Inc. needs you. We need you daily. We need your volunteer hours. We also need your monetary donation. We ask everyone who hears about us, you see our posts on Facebook, you see our posts on Twitter, you hear about us via Pinterest or other social media, to please seriously consider donating $2 per week. For most people in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and other Western nations, this is not a lot to ask. You can donate $2 per week to us and still donate to all of your favorite charities. Donate to your local Islamic school or other school. You can still take care of your families. You can donate to your local masjids and, of course, keep the masjid and Islamic centers open. For those of you who are not Muslim, same for you. You can donate to your churches, your temples, your halls, or whatever. Take care of your family and still support us. Our organization does not discriminate on any level. If you want more details about that, you can inbox me, Hadia Majid, on Facebook, Hadaya Majid, Majeed. You can call 770-255-8500. you can email haleem1@aol.com. We need your donations. We need your volunteer hours. Also, the Beis HaSalam Network, Inc. is preparing for the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day 2015. The program in Metro Atlanta will be held at the Dawa Center of America, 1631 West Haven Road or Street in Metro Atlanta. It runs directly off of Cascade. The Dawa Center of America is formerly Masjid al-Rahman. That will be Sunday, February 15th, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're asking everyone to wear purple on that day to show your support for survivors of domestic abuse. Purple is the international color of the Domestic Violence Awareness Movement. And if you notice something, we say International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day. For the first 4 years, it was International Purple Hijab Day. Then a couple of years ago, our brothers said they wanted to be involved in the name of the actual event, so we decided to add Kufi. You can wear a purple ribbon, a Kufi, scarf, hijab, a purple outfit, purple socks, purple tie, just something to show your support of survivors of domestic abuse. At the end of the program here in Metro Atlanta, approximately 4:45 p.m., we are going to make a dua together. We're going to pray, asking Allah to help us to remain strong and to help us end domestic abuse in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our religious institutions, in our cities, in our states, parishes, villages, and throughout the world. We have good news, everyone. The voices, the women's voices of Libya have contacted us. They are putting the finishing touches to their program, and they will be posting soon. Also, Project Sakina will have an online event. To know about events around the country, we have a website this year for the International Purple Hijab Day. You can go to www.iph.org, iphdk.org. That website will give you all the information about the International Purple Hijab Day 2015. At this time, we're going to take another very short break, and then we're going to go over to the Quran Explorer for our Quranic recitation with English translation, and then we'll move forward with our program. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. I'm Hadia Majid, your host. If you plan on joining us to have a conversation, please call in to 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850, before we switch over to the Quranic recitation. Today, we give all the praise and glory to Allah, and we would like to thank MyEATA, Atlanta Food Consortium, for supporting us financially and helping us to return to a one-hour format beginning in February, inshallah. For us to have a one-hour format, one-hour show, we need to pay radio $39 per month. And MyEATA, Atlanta Food Consortium, has agreed to pay $39 for the first 2 months. Now, other businesses, organizations, individuals, We can announce your events, talk about your business, and so forth. All you need to do is send us a $5 donation. You can use PayPal at www.paypal.com and send to Haleem1, HaleeM1@aol.com. Atlanta Food Consortium is a family-owned variety store, a little bit of everything, food, clothes, designer accessories, designer cologne, old school music, athletic apparel. So just stop by Maida Atlanta Food Consortium, located at 2720 Sylvan Road in East Point, open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 noon to 8 p.m. Ask for Brother Abdullah. At this time, we're going to switch over to the Quran Explorer for our Quranic recitation. Well, first of all, we're going to start our moment of reflection. We have a lot to reflect on. We have a lot to pray about. Anyone who watches the news, you know what's happened in the past couple of weeks. The events in Paris have just spiraled into our international confusion about Islam, about what Islam is. And unfortunately, we've had some people in the name of Islam commit some horrendous acts of terror against others in Paris, and also were allegedly caught making plans to do other things in other countries and other cities. Let's pray for true peace in this world, peace that comes with respect, peace that comes with allowing people to be self-governing, peace that comes with trying to be tolerant of each other. We know we're different. We're not created alike. We are created basically alike. We're all humans, but we know we have different ideologies, different ways we worship, different ways we dress, different ways we eat. So as we are reflecting at this time, please make those prayers. Prayer is a powerful tool. We begin our moment of reflection. After that reflection, you will hear Quranic recitation with English translation. Then we'll come back and start our talk, continue our talk on the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood.
أنزله بعلمه والملائكة يشهدون وكفى بالله شهيدا.
But Allah himself testifies concerning that which he hath revealed unto thee. In his knowledge hath he revealed it, and the angels also testify, and Allah is sufficient witness.
إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله قد ضلوا ضلالا بعيدا.
Lo, those who disbelieve and hinder others from the way of Allah, they verily have wandered far astray.
إن الذين كفروا وظلموا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم طريقا.
Though those who disbelieve and deal in wrong, Allah will never forgive them, neither will He guide them unto a road. Except the road of hell, wherein they will abide forever, and that is ever easy for Allah.
يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الرسول بالحق من ربكم فآمنوا خيرا لكم وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما.
O mankind, the messenger hath come unto you with the truth from your Lord. Therefore believe, it is better for you. But if ye disbelieve, still lo, unto Allah belongeth whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth. Allah is ever knower, wise.
يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. إنما المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثا انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا.
O people of the scripture, do not exaggerate in your religion nor utter aught concerning Allah save the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was only a messenger of Allah, and his word which he conveyed unto Mary, and a spirit from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers, and say not three. Seize, it is better for you. Allah is only one God. Far is it removed from his transcendent majesty that he should have a son. His is all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and Allah is sufficient as defense.
لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا.
The Messiah will never scorn to be a slave unto Allah, nor will the favored angels. Whoso scorneth his service and is proud, all such will he assemble unto him.
أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ
Then as for those who believed and did good works, unto them will he pay their wages in full, adding unto them of his bounty. And as for those who were scornful and proud, them will he punish with a painful doom. And they will not find for them against Allah any protecting friend or helper. O mankind, now hath the proof from your Lord come unto you, and we have sent down unto you a clear light.
أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُّسْتَقِيمًا.
As for those who believe in Allah and hold fast unto him, then he will cause to enter into his mercy and grace, and will guide them unto him by a straight road.
وهو يرثها إن لم يكن لها ولد فإن كانت اثنتين فلهما الثلثان مما ترك وإن كانوا إخوة رجالا ونساء فللذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين يبين الله لكم أن تضلوا والله بكل شيء عليم.
They ask thee for a pronouncement. Say, Allah hath pronounced for you concerning distant kindred. If a man die childless, and he have a sister, hers is half the heritage, and he would have inherited from her had she died childless. And if there be two sisters, then theirs are two-thirds of the heritage. And if they be brethren, men and women, unto the male is the equivalent of the share of two females. Allah expoundeth unto you, so that ye err not. Allah is knower of all things.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Healing Hour show. As we make our way back to our switchboard, I just like to remind everyone that the Bayatu Salam Network, Inc. needs your volunteer time. We also need your donations. We ask people for a very modest amount of $2 per week. And many of us can do this and not be burdened in any way. So we're going to ask you to make your du'as, your prayers, look us up, whatever you need to do. However, please, please, please donate a minimum of $2 per week to help us continue our mission. Today, I'm going to ask everyone who's listening, if you were not with us last week or the week before, so please go to our link at www.blogtalkradio.com/Bayatu Salam. www.blogtalkradio.com/BAITUL, S as in Sam, ALAAM. And you can get caught up on what we've been talking about. For the past few weeks, we've talked about Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, with the focus on many African Americans. Girls and young women are having more and more abortions. When we talk about the subject, it's not to beat anybody over the head. It's not to judge anyone. We are just observing something that doesn't make sense. All last week, in preparing for this show, I've read several articles from several newspapers, several blogs. I've gone to some of the pro-life websites. And although I do not completely agree with some of their tactics that they use to get their point across, I am pro-choice. Some people are probably shaking their heads, stating, how can you be pro-choice and be Muslim? I'm pro-choice because Allah, God, gives us choice. Allah, God, does not make us serve. So since God does not make us serve and gives us limited free will, why should I give that limited free will to someone else? All we want to do with this program and next week's program is hopefully reach people information. So whatever decision that you need to make when it comes to your reproductive health, you make that decision for yourself. You're not given information. You're not swayed. You're not used as a pawn in someone else's agenda. Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger was a part of the eugenics movement. Simply stated, eugenics was a way to clear out those who were the least of in any race or group, to single out people who may have birth defects, who may have mental illness. Unfortunately, during the 20s and 30s, the eugenics movement was used in the U.S. to limit the African-American population, because many of us were deemed unfit to live. We were considered not well-educated, and many of us were not. Not necessarily due to us not wanting to be, you know, educated. Since we have a limited time today, I'm not going to go into that. That's a whole program on its own. Many of you have heard about women, poor women, and especially a lot of poor black women who were either sterilized without their knowledge, or they were sterilized and told that, well, if they had to get any type of government assistance to take care of their families, then the only way they could get it is to agree to be sterilized. That's what the eugenics movement is, not over the Planned Parenthood. I know many people feel that Planned Parenthood is the best thing since sliced bread, and I at one time totally agreed with that. I felt that Planned Parenthood was the best thing since sliced bread for women and their reproductive health. Over the years, doing my own reading, studying, talking to people, I no longer agree with that. I feel that women need to have good, sound information, and they can make their own decisions about their reproductive health. Women of African descent in this country or anywhere else, we have plenty of doctors in our communities that we can go to who can help us with our reproductive health. We don't need to go to Planned Parenthood. I strongly feel, and this may not be done on purpose, I never want to put a broad stroke against anyone or anything, even if I disagree with them. I don't think the intent is evil, but you know, a lot of times good intentions don't always lead to good results. And I strongly believe that many of the counselors at the Planned Parenthood clinic are pushing their own agenda. I do not feel they're giving objective information to girls and women when they come to their clinics, especially when they come to get counseling about abortion. I strongly feel that they're pushing the abortion agenda. I strongly believe that getting an abortion in this country has become an industry. It's no longer a service provided for someone who may be in some type of physical health problem, that having the child, they may lose their life or whatever. I feel that women are not getting the whole picture when they go to a Planned Parenthood clinic. So please go to last week's show and the show before that to catch up on what we've talked about so far. Why are we doing this show? Why would a Muslim organization talk about abortion? Unfortunately, Muslims are not immune to what's happening in the world. We live in the world. Some of our people are having abortions. Some of our people have had abortions. Many before coming to Islam. Many need help. It's a very difficult decision to make. Some were kind of, you know, forced into it in some ways. Many women have regrets. They need to be able to go someplace where they can get the help that they need and not be judged. The Bayat Islam Network, Inc. offers non-judgmental abortion counseling. We do not tell people where to go get an abortion. We don't tell you not to get one. We give you information that you can use in making your decision about your reproductive health. And that's as simple as it is. We invite you to go to our website at www.baitusalam.org, BAITUSALAAM.org. Look at the resource page. Look at the helpline page. If you are pregnant and this pregnancy is not planned, you're having some doubt, if you're Muslim or non-Muslim, know you can call us at 770-255-8500, 770-255-8500, and we can have a very open, non-judgmental talk. We will share information with you, and what decision you decide is between you and Allah God. Everyone, please remain prayerful. If it's Allah's will, inshallah, we will be together next week. As-salamu alaykum.